It's good to see each one of you here. And it's good to get with Ronnie and Steve and Brother Springer and Ramona. It's a real blessing for me just to come for the family. Brother Springer's family and the church family, people that we've known for many years, you know. So it's a real blessing for me to come. And it's a blessing to share with you folks what God's laid on my heart tonight. 2 Peter chapter 1, we'll read 11 verses. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, and by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, thee rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, we love you. Thank you, dear God, for the Word of God. Ask that you bless it to our hearts in a wonderful way tonight, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We have a lot of encouraging things in the front part. Precious faith, precious promises, the peace, grace, all of these things, virtue, glory, just a lot of divine nature, all of these great things in the front part. But I want to get down to verse 5. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith. I want to take this, and just like a building, you add in a building, you start out with a hole. And then you pour the footers and you lay the blocks and you build on that layer after layer after layer. And this is what this is about. It's building on faith. Now, Peter and the disciples in the New Testament, what did Jesus say about their faith? He said, if you had faith as a grain of a mustard seed. I put a little dot in the middle of my hand the size of a mustard seed. Can you see it? Can you see it? That's how big a mustard seed is. But that was Peter. Hey, they would have been just like you. They'd have been faithful people on Wednesday night. They would have been there Sunday morning. They would have been there Sunday night. They had faith. But Jesus said, if you had that much faith, you could say to that mountain, be removed, and it'd be moved. You'd say to that sycamore tree, be plucked up, it'd be plucked up. I'm saying, do we really have much faith? Now, the people he said that to turned out to be great. But you know what? They had to build on that. Peter did some great writing in the New Testament. I think some of the best. And the disciples, a lot of them wrote in the Word of God. God used them to pin down our Bible. Faith. But think, do we have more faith than that? I'm telling you, these people was faithful. But I think there's something that we have to do, and we have to build on it. Just like you build a house. You build on it as a Christian. And the Lord said, add to your faith. And the first one is what? Virtue. Virtue. What is virtue? Moral excellence. An outward separation from an inward change. God changed me. When He came into my life and saved my soul, He changed me. And He asked me to have moral excellence. He asked me to live a separated life, separate yourself from things. And He said, draw nigh to me, God. This is all the way with Jesus. It's all about Jesus, isn't it? I had to get Jesus when I was 29. That's the first thing. And then we have little faith. Not much. Just about that much. And then you have to build on it. Moral excellence. Virtue. Virtue. Start with outward separation as a testimony to God through an inward change. When Christ came in, He said, you're going to be a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. And that's what He said. And you know what? We believe Him, don't we? We do. We do believe that. And add to your virtue, knowledge is the second one, isn't it? Knowledge. Knowledge is number two. That, in 2 Peter 1, is the knowledge of the Lord, a God of heaven. Knowledge of God. We need to learn about God. We need to learn about God. My wife and I have been married 51 years just this past Sunday. 51 years. Now, let me ask you something. That you have to build a relationship in something like that. It don't last that long without a relationship. And my wife and I have a great relationship. We love each other. But let me ask you something. Do you think that we would have that relationship if we didn't spend some time with each other? I know what my wife likes and loves, and you know, I love them too. Not because that I like maybe what she likes, but because I love her. I love that. And you have to spend a time to build a relationship with the Holy God as well, don't we? You know, there's computer. I can't name all these. I don't tweet. I don't run phones. And I don't have a smartphone. I have a dumb phone. And mine is dumb. I just barely can use the thing. But I'm talking about text. I'm talking about all of these things that we spend time on. I tell you, I get in the car with my little granddaughter. She's 12 years old. And if I don't stop her, she'll be on that little phone like that the whole time from school to the house. And I refuse to let her do that. I'm her granddad. And I say, put that up. When you get home, you can do that. That's fine. But until we get home, you're going to communicate with your granddad. Hey, I'm your grandpa, and you're going to communicate with me. You know, I just wonder about God sometimes. He wants us to communicate with Him through Jesus, His wonderful Son, that did everything to us that we ever need. And I wonder, how much time do I really spend in wanting to get to know Him better? It's about knowing God. And knowledge, virtue, knowledge, and then what? Is it temperance, the next one, preacher? It's temperance. Temperance. Okay? Temperance is it's a fruit, a part of the fruit of the Spirit. You know, it's part of it. Temperance. We say it's self-control, right? That's probably, most of us, that's what we would say temperance is. But let me give you something. Self-control. But here's the thing. If you have something in your life that you fear other than God, I wonder, what are you going to do about it? How do you react to that? Are you ready to change in that fear, that temperance? Temperance will give us that we can change. And God knows lots of times we need to change. We fear things that can't harm us. We need to fear only God, huh? And not what man can do to us. Temperance is self-control, and we need to submit to God in the temperance for a changed life. A changed life. And after temperance is patience. Patience. Patience, a right spirit directing me in the right way. A right spirit directing me in the right way that I can deal with crazy, goofy, weird people on this earth. Patience. It is. We deal with them every day, don't you? You never meet one of those. I do all the time. I meet those kind of people. And God gives me patience and wants me to have patience so I could deal with that in the right way. Because here's the system, is this. I'm not accountable for how they treat me. But I tell you one thing I am accountable for. It's how I respond. And you know what? Most of the time we respond in the flesh. Patience. God said, add, build. Build on that faith. This big. Build on it. Add to it. Add to it. And patience is a thing that in America we're really short on. We really are. And I have to admit, I have problems with it all the time. I have problems with it. I could tell you story after story, but I probably shouldn't because we don't have a great deal of time. I just want to preach the message and give Steve his 7 points that I promised him. He told me. He said, I want those 7 points. He said, okay. I said, well, they're in the Bible. And the next one is godliness. Godliness. How many times has someone said to you, boy, are you a Christian? You act different. Godliness. Good character. Godly character. Where people will recognize that you are a Christian. Hey, only Jesus can do that. Amen? Only Jesus can do that. I tell you, it's how many times do you get, or I get, if you're not a pastor, you won't get this too much, but people says, are you a preacher? You know, think about it. If we're living right, why wouldn't people ask you that sometimes? I'll just tell you once. It's been several times I've been asked that by people that I didn't tell that I was a pastor. Usually I tell them I'm a preacher right off the bat, you know, so they'll know. But I went in and got gas, and that's when you had to go inside to pay. You don't do that anymore. You stick your credit card in. It's all sort of changed a bit because I'm 70. And, you know, things changes in that many years. You remember the other days, past days. I'd walked, got gas, walked in, paid the girl, and I'm going to a meeting, a church meeting, to preach. I didn't even give the little girl a track. And man, I pulled out, boy, we're in a hurry, aren't we? Going to a meeting to preach. I got down the road, I bet 3-4 miles. And God just, bang, hit me right in the heart. I said, you're going 150 miles to a meeting. I said, you didn't even give this little girl a track down here. I went back to that station, turned around. You know how hard it is to get off these roads, especially when you can't drive too good. And I get off, go back, go in the station. Listen, I pulled in the station, went up to in the door, and this little girl is standing at the counter crying. She's crying. She says, "You're a preacher, aren't you?" I said, "Yes, ma'am, I am." And I said, "God told me to come back and give you this little tract." But I said, "You said, are you ready to receive Christ as your Savior?" I think she was ready. She's crying. She'd been convicted of her sin. Now think about it. I went 150 miles to a meeting, not listened to God. I'm saying, if we're in tune, and we can only be in tune through Jesus, you'll be surprised at the things that God does in your life and how He speaks to you just like He does everybody else, like He should. Godliness, a character, good character. Godliness, and then brotherly kindness is the next one. The sixth one is brotherly kindness. You know, what are we going to say about that? If you love the Lord, God says to prefer others before yourself. I mean, that's exactly what He says, isn't it? And love your neighbor as yourself. Love those even that despitefully use you and criticize you and do things to you that they probably shouldn't have. But you love them anyway. Brotherly kindness. Be kind to all people. That's good, bad, or ugly. Nah, you know what I'm saying. It doesn't matter. Just be good to them and kind. Brotherly kindness. And let me tell you something. Be kind to your brothers in church. Let me ask you, can you really see when somebody comes in hurting? Can you really see that? Brotherly kindness will help you to see that. You know, there's some people, when they come to church, they need extra attention. They really do. They need just a little bit of extra love. They need a good hug around the neck and say, you know, brother or sister, can I do anything to help you? You know what I'm saying? I mean, we're a church, aren't we? We're brothers and sisters. We're a family. And should we not know when one of our family is hurting, maybe without them telling us? We can just know by recognizing and looking at their face. There's people that hurts, and they need some extra attention in church. Brotherly kindness, you just can't say enough about it, because that's where it lies in the church, is our love for each other. Amen? Our love for each other. I've in the early Christian days, right there, I had that much faith. Just like Peter. And I was in Australia. I'm preaching in the Word, building a church. And I knew that this one guy, God couldn't work through him to me. I mean, have you seen people like that? You just knew that they couldn't give you anything. That's in my early days. But you know, I've learned some lessons since then. That much. You can't see it even, can you? Faith. I prayed about a matter for 5 weeks. I needed an answer from God. And guess who God answered from? It was that man that I knew couldn't give me anything I needed. And he come up to me in church and was an answer to my prayer. And I said, you know, God, I'm going to quit judging those people. And I'm going to just love them. And I'm going to just love them. Hey, don't get upset. You know, brothers and sisters, we're so close. Sometimes we just fight over anything, you know. We start fights. Churches are that way sometimes. We shouldn't, but we do, don't we? But we need to love each other. And the last one is charity. Charity. The wonderful love of God. Love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, mind, body, soul. Love the Lord thy God with all thine heart. Hey, loving, loving. And love thy neighbor as thyself. Amen? And let me tell you something. God says this. All things should be done with love. And you know, He took in 1 Corinthians 12 all the gifts of the people in 1 Corinthians 12. And God took those gifts. And He comes down to the last verse and He says this. But covet earnestly the best gifts, but show I you a more excellent way. And then He gives us chapter 13, charity. Faith, hope, and charity, and the greatest of these is charity. Hey, sometimes, folks, we don't have a lot of faith. But God wants to add to our faith, as Brother Todd said. He wants to add to it. Are we in tune with Jesus so that He can build on our faith? And build on our faith. And build on our faith. Seven things I just mentioned tonight, there's many that we could use. I only mentioned seven. But think about it yourself. Are you letting God build on your faith through Jesus Christ our Lord? And we can go wherever God leads us. Amen. God said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. We could give all the commandments of Jesus. Hey, that's Jesus' heart. He gave that just before He left this earth. Say, go, 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 go. Christians, do we even go here at home? Do we go to the neighbors? Do we go just around here? If we won't go here, we won't go there. I want to co-labor. Amen. Don't you want to co-labor together with the Lord and see Jesus work in our life, and He can take you places that you think you could never go? I'll just tell you, I'm from Little Mud, Kentucky. Little Mud, Kentucky. Nobody knows where that is. And if I told you where my wife was from, you'd think I'm lying. So I'll tell you. She's from Big Mud. Now, honest truth, people. I know nobody believes you. But that's where I came from. And God took me out of that. He saved my soul. And can you imagine flying one of these old big planes across to Australia for 18 years over there, starting churches? You know, you just don't. It's not you. It's not you. It's Jesus. It's all the way with Jesus. Where's your faith at? Is it this small? Do you want it to grow? Do you want to let God to build on it? And let me tell you something, folks. God might take you out of here and send you someplace else. But let me tell you something. He's going to go with you. He's going to be with you. It's Jesus. It's not me. It's about Jesus. Let's bow our head. Just a minute. Think about it. How big is your faith? How big is your faith? And another thing, what about this? Let me ask you to do this. Do you want to build on your faith? Do you want your faith to grow? Do you want to extend your faith in Christ and see Him do wonderful things in your life? Hey, doesn't mean you're not going to have problems. We're going to tell you about some of those this week. But let me ask you something. Are you ready to let Jesus grow your faith? Okay, preacher.
Father God, I pray You might work in our hearts. As we begin this Faith Promise Missions Conference, we realize that whatever we do must come from an increased faith. So, Lord, I pray that You might convict us in these areas, and, oh God, that You would just bring a revolution within our soul. We might grow in that area. I pray that in Christ's name.